No, our TVs were on. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT in somewhat soggy, snowy-ish Sandpoint. And 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry. It's Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, joined by Ricky, of course, on Wednesdays for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly radio talk show where we take a look at a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on that particular week. And what's going on this week? Well,
not much.
We're looking for, yeah, not much. Yeah, last week there was nothing going on either.
What did we talk about last week?
It's been a slow news month.
I know.
Just kidding. Actually, we're looking for inspiration right now. Inspiration, yes, to get through this now that the pandemic has been here for a full year. I mean, remember,
happy anniversary.
Yeah, remember, you know, oh, it'll go away in 3 days. Or I'll tell you what, let's take a pause for 2 weeks, yeah, and we'll all be better.
It's 2 weeks, like, to a month.
And here it is a year later. But, you know, the vaccines are out. A lot of thousands and thousands of people getting vaccinated. I really feel bad for people in big cities. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on the news last night, like at Dodger Stadium, I think it is, in L.A., and maybe Magic Mountain. They have, mm-hmm, just thousands of people sitting in their cars all day. It's like, yeah. God, can you imagine just the humanity? Anyway, it's been plaguing us for a full year now, so we're looking for some inspiration. Maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So we're going to do our top 10 most inspirational movie scenes of all time. So as some of you regular listeners would know, whenever we have a movie, just about whenever we have a movie-related subject, we usually welcome back in one of our most frequent guests to Ricky's Top 10, and he's back this week. Eric Plummer is with us. He is not only the former sports writer for the Bonner County Daily Bee, but he is a several-time state champion handball player. What a huge accomplishment. Accomplished musician and volunteers for a lot of stuff, and he's a world-famous movie buff. So welcome back to the show. Also, Eric is now the co-owner of Sandpoint Cinema in the Bonner Mall, and that's how much of a movie buff he is. In the middle of a pandemic, he bought a movie theater. So we'll get to that. A couple of things to pass along. Did you notice in the news that Budweiser is not going to advertise in the Super Bowl next week?
What?
It is the first time in the history of the Super Bowl. They are taking the millions of dollars, uh-huh, that they would have spent on advertising. And some of their commercials have just been classically funny and, yeah, stuff over the years. But they're taking all that money and donating it to COVID research and relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's huger than advertising. That's great PR for them, too.
Find some Budweiser on the way home.
Just announced today, Amanda Gorman, who the 22-year-old poet from, yes, California, who spoke at the inauguration last week, she is going to read some poetry at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Which I don't recall Super Bowl poetry ever happening.
So. Oxymoronic somehow.
Yeah. It's, and if you, case, now that I brought that up, in case you're wondering, the halftime show this year is The Weeknd.
Oh, okay.
Canadian-born artist, The Weeknd.
Yeah.
That's not his real name, by the way.
Oh, it's not?
I looked it up. It's Abel Tesfaye.
Everyone knows that.
He's won 3 Grammys, 5 American Music Awards, 9 Billboard Awards, and I've never heard of him. So, anyway, that's the halftime show. Speaking of the Super Bowl, Eric will join us again next week, I believe.
Sure.
If it's okay with your management.
If you'll have me.
That we will do our Super Bowl show. Not sure what the subject is yet, but... maybe our top 10 favorite Canadian-born halftime guests.
Oh, that's something very like that. Specific. Justin Timberlake, is he Canadian?
As no, you've heard on this show Florida. A couple of times in the last month or so, the Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness are holding their Wild and Scenic Film Festival this Saturday, January the 30th. Today is the last day I think you can order the special Wild and Scenic Film Festival food and drink from Utara.
Okay.
I picked that up Saturday evening. And you go to the, just find a Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness website, and it's $15, I mean, but you could have friends over or your entire family watch the film festival Saturday night, 6:30 to 9:30, I believe, is the time for that. Coffee shop is happening virtually right now. It's a local play with people like Alex Cope and Steve Neuter, Patricia Walker from the Panda, Andrew Sorg, Scott Johnson, Tim Martin are all in this play. And you can then check that out online as well, the Zoom Readers Theater. So should be very interesting. And what else is going on? Oh, tomorrow our show we'll talk about the winter food distribution event. It's happening at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, mm-hmm. that big church across the street from the Y. And they are teaming up with Second Harvest tomorrow between 11 and 1. It's a drive-through free food.
Oh, nice.
So we'll learn more about that tomorrow. Or if you want to call them right now and find out how it all works and the ins and outs, go to call 263-7516. Also on tomorrow's show, Justin Dick from Trinity at City Beach will join us talking about the Heart Ball. And we'll also have our weekly... Aaron Banal will join us talking about...
Justin Dick is one of my all-time favorite radio guests. Because you go, hey, Justin, how are things going? And then he'll just talk for half an hour.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the whole world.
He's the best. We will have him on tomorrow. Today is Ricky's top 10 favorite inspirational... I know Eric reminded me the other day that we've done something similar to this, but it was our top 10 inspiring movies.
Yes.
But this will be movie scenes, so it'll be somewhat...
very specific.
Somewhat different. Eric's got his Skittles out. He's ready to go. And so we are going to take this first break, get it out of the way, and we'll come back right after this.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey, Alessandra.
Did you notice all the new supplements at Winter Edge?
Yes, I saw them. Garden of Life has an all-new line of children and infant vitamins and supplements. They're organic and specially made for babies and kids. There's even some immune support ones.
That's awesome. And for the grown-ups, Garden of Life just made apple cider vinegar gummies. One's probiotic and the other one has B12. And there's more on the way.
They sound great. And they're on sale at Winter Edge until the end of the month.
Winter Edge. Local, natural, delicious. On the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
Sweet Lou's is your NFL football playoff headquarters. Watch all the games and enjoy all of your favorites. Smoked baby back ribs, a variety of burgers and sandwiches, plus steaks, salads, and more. With a full bar in Ponderay and tons of beers on tap at both locations. Going to stay home for the game? Get Sweet Lou's to go. You can even order online at sweetlouisidaho.com for contactless curbside pickup. Sweet Lou's on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and on Highway 95 in Ponderay. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
Now is a great time to plan for the yard and garden projects you want to tackle this spring, and the co-op can help. We have received our garden seeds from Renee's Seeds and from Cornucopia, both hybrid and heirloom seeds for vegetables, melons, tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and flowers. Patty has stocked our shelves with seed starting stations, potting and seed starter soils, mini greenhouses, and heating mats. Over in the hand tool aisle, you'll find everything from garden hand tools to rakes, shovels, spades, pitchforks, loppers, and pruners. If your tools need a little attention, we have files for sharpening, wood replacement handles, lubricants, and oils. We also have a wide variety of gloves and seasonal outerwear, as well as rubber boots for the whole family. Now is a great time to make sure your spring project list gets off to a great start. At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
That's what I thought. Oh, sorry.
Shut up, you guys. It's time to talk on the radio. No, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But nothing about Wednesdays does make sense around here. Eric Plummer's our special guest here on Ricky's Top 10. Eric, before we get to you and Ricky's Top 10 lists, a few months ago, you and a partner, an old high school buddy, bought the Bonner Mall Cinemas, renamed it Sandpoint Cinemas. How's it been going in this, the strangest year of our lives?
I don't really have anything to compare it to, but we're staying open and people are still coming to the movies.
Good.
And we're waiting for, obviously, for better days ahead. But and for Hollywood to start releasing the movies when they say they're going to and not pushing them back till whenever.
Well, if it's a good sign, there are several TV series that have been renewed that started in this last week or so. So at least they're somehow getting TV shows made.
I have a friend who is quite famous, who was writing and directing a film, and it got on put on hiatus at the very beginning last spring, and then she just flew back to London and started filming, and in 2 days it got shut down again. And it's the insurance company, because it's so risky that it's such a big film crew and people could catch COVID. It's a one person has a scare and they have to shut everything down again. So I think it's just the whole production of it is just insane right now.
Well, you imagine, I mean, most of us have seen a movie or TV being filmed.
Yeah.
Just how many people that involves, you know, the food trucks and the makeup people.
Exactly.
Everybody has an assistant to an assistant to an assistant. And it's pretty crazy. So what movies do you have at the theater right now?
Okay, so we have The Marksman with Liam Neeson, News of the World with Tom Hanks. That one has been really a big hit.
I want to see that on the bigger screen.
And hearing good things,
I watched it on Netflix.
And Friday we open with the Denzel Washington, The Little Things with Rami Malek and Jared Leto.
I like all those people.
My kind of movie, a cop, you know, detective drama, serial killer stuff. So.
Sounds great.
Where does it take place?
I don't know. I just saw the trailer.
Oh.
It looked like kind of like Seven or one of those type of movies.
So, that's kind of my thing too. So I have to go see that. And you're still renting, people can rent out
private theaters.
Still do the private screenings. Yeah. People are still doing it more for birthday parties and stuff now.
Yeah.
But around Christmas, it was a really big hit. So
Well, good for you.
If you could get all the Twilight movies, I would rent a theater for 9 hours.
I have a question for you, and I know I didn't prep you for this, but you know, you go to movie theaters, the first thing that hits you is the smell of the popcorn. It's like, even if you told yourself, well, I just ate lunch, I'm not having popcorn, you smell it, you have to have it.
Yeah.
Why is movie theater popcorn so much better than popcorn anywhere else?
Boy, that is a good question. We always pop about 20 minutes before we open our doors just for that smell reason. But I mean, it's just it's good ingredients and the way it's made and I don't know. It might be like
magic, movie
environment
magic.
Too has something to do with it.
Oh, and magic, movie magic.
I do appreciate that you brought movie theater candy to the show today.
Yes.
All about the
Well, now that we brought that up, what's the biggest selling candy in your movie theater?
That's a tough one. The biggest sellers are probably Nerds, Mike and Ike's, of the candies, M&M's, and... those are Junior Mints.
I like Junior Mints. That's the only time I eat Junior Mints is out of a movie.
Yeah.
What's your website now? It's different.
So you can see everything that's playing. You can watch trailers of the movies are playing, which is cool, and see what's upcoming as well. So.
And what is that website?
If you still have to say that, sandpointcinemas.com.
Nice. Yeah, check it out. And that's where you can rent the theater for your own private screening, too, which is awesome.
And you can pick the movie you watch when you rent the theater?
Yeah.
There's a list of movies to choose from.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sound like you're experienced.
Ricky, stalking him.
Do you and Eric Plummer take it over? It's top 10 for this week?
Yeah. Would you like to go first?
Sure, if you'll.
Our top 10 most inspiring movie scenes. Take it away.
Okay, so I'm going to give number 10 to my wife, Jen, because, you know, we've been watching a lot of movies over the years. I just asked her this, and her big one, which wouldn't have made my list. I think I've seen it 25 years ago, but the ending of The Goodbye Girl.
Never seen
with Richard Dreyfuss and Marsha Mason. Anyway, she just says puts her on top of the world, however that is.
So we'll just have to trust her.
I wish I had more specifics, but I said I would give her one.
Yeah, I vaguely remember what The Goodbye Girl was even.
I'm not a big Richard Dreyfuss fan, so I haven't, never really
Hopefully some listener out there knows what happens.
Somebody's screaming at the radio right now. It's a great scene. Yeah.
Richard Dravis, he was in that movie where outer space.
Close Encounters of the Weirdest Kind.
He was good in that.
He was. I like
Jaws,
Richard Dreyfuss,
are you kidding
but
me?
I've never seen Jaws.
And I was very inspiring in the Weird Encounters movie that when he made that shape of the mountain out of his mashed potatoes. So I still, to this day, I do that. Very inspiring.
Totally. So my number 10, speaking of mashed potatoes, is food related. It's from the movie Chef. It's from 2014. Jon Favreau wrote, directed, stars in it. It's a great film. It's a really good like father-son film. It's about sort of this man on a redemption journey, and it's all very inspiring. But the scene that inspires me is toward the beginning, he is just cooking a grilled cheese for his son. And it is the best looking grilled cheese sandwich. And it's so satisfying. And he pulls it apart and all the melty cheese and just like how grilled. Oh, it's perfect grilled cheese. And he really did get like chef's tips and like learn how to cook for this movie. And it just shows the whole process. It's so good. And every time I watch this movie, I have to eat a grilled cheese sandwich. It really inspires me.
There's some great reggae tunes on that
soundtrack
as well.
You mentioned that on one of our shows recently, last month or so. I think we're doing a food thing and you talked about. So I went home and checked out that. I have seen that.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
It is a really, really good movie.
Yeah.
Let's do our number nine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to continue with I did this once before, but this one's for my daughter.
Nice.
Whom I ask. Also something that inspired her. And I love this movie too, but she said she would pick the King's Speech when he finally delivers the big speech flawlessly. And
that's very good.
It's just real exhilarating when, you know, it's because that movie is kind of, you know, the whole time is you're wondering like what's going to happen. And there's my nine for my daughter, Vi.
That's cute. That's a good one.
Yeah.
My number nine is very different from that. It's from Black Panther from 2018. And as we talked about before we got on the air, it's not the final scene. It's not when he finally beats the bad guy, but the first scene, it's Chadwick Boseman plays the Black Panther and his mother is Angela Bassett. And they're just confirming that he's king. And so all the tribes come out from Wakanda and they're watching him and anyone can challenge. And then the like scary tribe comes from the mountains and M'Baku, played by Winston Duke, he's amazing in it, challenges him and they have this fight and he's being beaten by this guy and it's freaking everyone out. And then finally Angela Bassett goes, "Remember who you are." And he just like gets this like burst of energy and he's the Black Panther. And that scene, just every time I just have her stuck in my head, "Remember who you are." Like it's just, it's so good and very inspiring. And that's my number nine.
I've never seen that movie, but now I know what happens.
Well, that's the very beginning of the movie.
Unless, of course, he forgets who he was.
There's a lot more. Yes, he does.
I can't believe that he passed away.
I know.
So sad.
Yeah, it's a real shame. I did see on IMDb looking this up that they're planning another Black Panther, but it had zero cast listed. It just said it would come out in 2022. So who knows what's going on there. But I thought that was interesting and a little too soon, in my opinion. But...
yeah, a lot of pressure on that particular.
Yeah, because Chadwick Boseman was perfect for this role. He's an incredible actor, and I just can't imagine. I mean, obviously, he brought Black Panther to everyone's consciousness, so it was a different thing. But yeah.
Well, all right. Eric Plumber's with us. It's Ricky's top 10 most inspirational movie scenes of all time, trying to inspire us to get through the rest of this really easy winter so far, and spring's right around the corner, and hopefully good times ahead. I know what's ahead right after these words. More Ricky's Top 10, so stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Imagine you can smell the rich aroma of McCafe espresso beans brewing. Now imagine you can taste the chocolate, the caramel, the hazelnut, or French vanilla flavors, and the perfect swirls of thick whipped topping. If you could, you'd head to McDonald's right now for a hot or iced latte, mocha, or macchiato fix. It's decadence in a coffee cup. A small is only $2. McCafe, good is brewing. Price and participation may vary.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why do you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And with buy one, get one for a dollar, you can grab everyone's favorites, like a McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and more. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now is the time to gear up and get those spring projects together. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all of your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive prices, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations, on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry and downtown on Main Street, to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Learn what some believe is the truth and the hidden agenda behind the pandemic and COVID-19 vaccinations, along with the greatest voter fraud ever perpetrated in our nation's history. Attend a presentation prepared by U.S. Constitution experts Matt Shea and Caleb Collier on Saturday, January 30th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Boundary County Fairgrounds. For tickets, call 208-820-4241 or email northidahojbs@gmail.com. Sponsored by the John Birch Society. Call 820-4241.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Is this when we start talking?
Just like in rehearsal. All right, we are back. Rookie's Top 10 here on North Idaho Wednesday, and we have Eric Plummer as our special guest this week in inspirational movie scenes of all time to try to inspire people, and we are at your number 8.
Eric?
All right. So my number 8 is Castaway, a scene in that, which, and again, there's many scenes to choose from, I think, in this movie, but the one that really, like, for me is inspiring is when he finally gets past the big waves.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, he put everything in.
Yeah.
And then there's the first music of the movie comes on, and he looks back at the island,
mm-hmm.
almost like sad to be leaving it, but. You know, it's just like, that's when you realize you finally makes it, and I wish the movie ended right there,
yeah.
Instead, there's 15 minutes of awfulness that follows, but anyway, that is an inspirational scene in that movie.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is a very inspiring movie, too, because it's all about survival and
for sure
pushing yourself. Good one. My number 8 is nothing like that at all. It is called Who Are You, Polly Magoo? It is from 1966. It is a French film. It's all about, it's sort of satire. It's making fun of the French fashion scene in the 60s, which was very mod and avant-garde and weird. And it's a lot of my very favorite designers. And my favorite model of all time, Peggy Moffitt, is in the movie. And it's the only movie she's ever in. And actually, the star of the film was an American model in the 60s, and then after she did this film, was never seen again. Like, she never did modeling or movies after this. But it's just sort of it's a French television crew following around this model and trying to find out who she is. And it's just the weirdest fashion shows you've ever seen. There's one where everything's made out of metal. Like, it's just so insane. And as a teenage girl living in North Idaho, it really inspired me. I was like, fashion doesn't have to mean Target. Like, there's so much more out there. I got a subscription to Vogue and Vanity Fair, and I started reading and learning about all these designers, and it was just it's so inspiring to me. It, like, awakened this part of me that I didn't know existed when I watched it.
Could that movie be found in this day and age?
Probably not. That's a really good question.
I'll tell you why it can't be. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
Where are you, Polly Magoo?
Yes.
No.
It's...
Nah.
Okay. I've seen it.
You know, I Googled it while you were talking, and it said, a movie that Ricky Whitty made up.
Okay, yep.
Was the definition.
Sure.
Of, where are you, Polly Magoo? Yeah. Got it. Eric, while she invents another one, how about your number
I'm going to go with a tried and true. This one made my sports list movies, but I like the fact that you have to get a little deeper with the scenes.
Sure.
So mine is in the movie Breaking Away for number 7.
I love Breaking Away.
And of course the scene that just, I mean, it's probably the one most people would pick, but I just love that, you know, after the mean cyclist, you know, gets hurt.
And, yeah.
And then his teammates, Dennis Quaid and the little guy from Bad News Bears, Daniel Stern, they all just ride their guts out, but they're out of shape. And so anyway, he just tapes his feet to the pedals, his legs bleeding, and he just... But when he crosses the finish line and puts his arms in the air with the cutter shirt, it just...
Yeah.
I don't know. If you don't feel good at that...
Exactly.
Then, you know...
Because they're all coming together and doing it for each other and doing it for the town and to prove it to themselves. It's
for the
amazing.
Small guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... It's just... I don't know.
Ugh,
it's
such
really
a good
cool.
movie. Yeah.
The little guy from Bad News Bears.
I don't know how. What
I think that's his name. Yeah.
You just thought me of a very inspiring movie. What is the Bad News Bears? You know, with Boilermaker throwing Little League batting practice with all those empty beer cans. That's very inspiring. I want to do that.
Interesting.
I actually was inspired by Bad News Bears. I was a Little League coach when that movie came out. I'm going, yeah, we don't really drink beer.
At the field.
But I just love the fact that, you know, the last place put together minor league team wins the major league Little League championship.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a great one. My number 7 is the only cartoon I put on here, which they all are pretty inspired. Obviously, they all have like deep moral meanings and blah, blah, blah. But in Inside Out from 2015, Amy Poehler plays Joy, and they're all different emotions that belong in this one girl's head. And it's when her imaginary friend, Bing Bong, sacrifices himself to the pit of lost memories because he knows that this girl's Joy has to get out of the pit. And so he jumps off the back of the magic spaceship. And I'm tearing up just thinking about it. It's such a good scene. And it's just like, oh my God, Bing Bong sacrificed himself for her. And it's just, it's so beautiful. And it's all about finding joy and sadness in the same moments. And all, it's just, it's such a good film. And that scene just gets me every time.
But it's tears of joy, which is kind of cool about movies.
Right.
You have the most vivid imagination. No one's ever heard of this movie.
You've never seen Inside Out?
No.
Oh, geez. Ellie called it the baby movie when she was little because she watched it constantly.
Oh, well, if my 5-year-old granddaughter says it's real, it's real.
Okay, you believe her?
She's in touch with reality.
I see how it is. Number 6.
Sticking in the sports genre. Okay, so this is from the movie Hoosiers. Mm-hmm. Now, again, like you mentioned before, most people jump to the end.
Right.
Which, the end of Hoosiers, of course, it's completely amazing.
Yeah, it's always the,
But my favorite scene, which I just feel like it just, I don't know, it's got redemption to it, and it's when Dennis Hopper, when Gene Hackman purposefully gets the technical and gets kicked off so that Dennis Hopper will have to step up and be the coach. And here, you know, he had been this alcoholic and an embarrassment to his son, but he, you know, he diagrams the play and just the pride in his son's eyes. And it just was a great scene. I really liked his character in that movie. I thought I just thought that was a really... My favorite scene from Hoosiers.
I like it.
And also in that particular movie, and you know, when the coach brings the kids from, what are they, Hickory?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to the big-time state championship game, and he measures the, you know, the kids are all just in awe of this gym, but he measures the basket and goes, it's 10 feet, just like back home. And I remember back in 97 when Coach Paloa took the Sandpoint Bulldog football team to the state final, which... You know, these kids from Sandpoint were like, wow, we're playing in Boise Stadium and home of the Broncos. And he showed them that clip from the movie saying, look, it's, you know, 100 yards long. And just and apparently it worked because we won. So very inspiring.
That's awesome.
Another good scene from that movie, too.
I like it. My number six is from, it's 1965, A Patch of Blue. Sidney Poitier and Elizabeth Hartman. She is blind, and her cruel mother, played by Shelley Winters, like beautifully played by Shelley Winters, is really abusive, wants to keep her in their apartment, never teaches her how to do anything for herself because she wants her to like clean and cook for her and just be this girl that, you know, is dependent on her mother. And one day, Sidney Poitier comes across her in the park, and she can't find her grandpa, went for a walk, and he's not coming back, and she's scared. And so they become friends, and the whole movie, the theme is that she doesn't know he's black, and she falls in love with him, and it's controversial for 1965. But the best scene from that movie is Sidney Poitier picking her up at her apartment and making her walk around the city and count her steps and teach her how to find the traffic stopping and when to cross the street and to be afraid of her own world and to that she has options and there's schools for her. And he's teaching her all these things about her own life that had never occurred to her. And it's such a beautiful, poignant scene. And you just watch this girl with a disability go like, oh, my God, my world isn't this one room house. It's a whole world. And it's really inspiring and beautiful.
Yeah. Sidney Poitier is a great, great actor.
Brilliant.
Lilies of the Field is,
I remember
I was a kid when it came out. And then it was on some local channel where the movie of the week. I must have watched it 10 times that week.
In the heat of the night.
It's
so good in that.
And speaking of Sidney Poitier, just this week, I think it's Arizona State University, which you have a soft spot in your heart for,
yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Named their new school of theater, the Sidney Poitier School.
Nice.
For inspiring actors and movie makers at Arizona. Yeah. So,
check out Patch of Blue. I don't think it's his most popular movie, but it's great. And this scene is just so sweet and nice.
Very good.
Thank you.
So, we at number five already?
We are.
Let's do that, and then we'll take our final break.
Okay.
Okay, so number five. Now, this is probably the most obvious one of the day of any of us, but I mean, you got to be true to what is really emotive and
sure.
So, and this is a last scene. But you know, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. I mean, it just when all that everything comes together at the end, and I mean, if that doesn't hit your emotions, then you might want to check a pulse or something. It just makes you feel good and happy. And
well, here's the thing. I don't like this movie. It does not do it for it. I just rewatched this movie with the Chooks. The whole family was sitting around watching it, and they're all sobbing. The whole last 10 minutes of the movie, they're all crying, and it doesn't do it for me. I just find it really frustrating how long it takes for him to get there, and the whole thing, it is not my movie. I don't get it.
It was panned when it initially came out. Mm. It didn't become like a classic until well after it had been out. So.
Well, Ricky, just to give you an example of this, how much she doesn't like It's a Wonderful Life, she was over to my house on Christmas Eve, and traditionally we watch some, at least the last few years, we watch Christmas movies. She goes, so what movie do you want to watch? And before I could say anything, she goes, anything but It's a Wonderful Life.
All right, well.
So we watched Die Hard.
Yeah, Die Hard.
Yeah.
Much better. That's a good, great choice.
Your throat when all that goes down at the end.
All right. It's not my thing. Every time the bell rings, and angel again. It's not my thing.
The truth is, she doesn't like it because she didn't make it up.
Right. Yeah. Because it's a real movie. Speaking of real movies, my number five is from 1993. Cool Runnings.
Oh yes.
The sled crash scene. It is a final scene again. Yes. But they finally make it. They're going down. Their old sled that they had painted to look nice. Everyone's in it, and they're in this big race, and it's the final thing. And the screw comes unloose, and the sled crashes. And then the guys get up, all four of them work together, and carry the sled across the finish line. And maybe I'm just the right age when it came out in 1993, but every time I'm just sobbing, and it's so inspiring. They just got up and it was that thing of proving themselves to be accepted by the whole Olympic community and all that stuff, and just proving it to themselves that they could finish. And it's one of those, they don't win, but they still won the day. They're the heroes of the day, and it just, every time, very inspiring.
There's a certain herb that can cause certain emotions, too. So when you watch that movie and you were under the influence, you were crying.
Okay, in 1993, I was not under the influence. Maybe candy.
Your father probably was. Anyway, we are going to take our final break, and when we come back, we are Ricky's top 10 inspirational movie scenes of all time, and we're down to number 4 right after this.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We'd like to give a huge thanks to our community for making our holiday food and toy drives a success. Come see us this month and take advantage of our $149 coolant flush or $299 4x4 service. And keep your vehicle running great with 10% off all scheduled maintenance. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. As always, home of the 1995 oil change, Pierce Auto Center.
Only in a boat.
Can you sail the sea?
This year, the Spokane Boat Show is different due to COVID-19 restrictions. We're unable to have our annual experience in person at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. Instead, exceptional dealers from the region are inviting you to their showrooms.
Only in a boat.
This Parade of Boats dealership event is January 27th to February 6th. It's free and offers you the opportunity to see the latest boat models, accessories, and gear. Plus, our Parade of Boats dealers are offering special boat show pricing. It's never too early to plan for summertime fun on the water. Find locations and a map to all these dealerships at SpokaneBoatShow.com. You can also find us on Facebook, get updates, and share posts. The Spokane Boat Show Parade of Boats. This year it's taking place at multiple dealerships January 27th to February 6th with extended hours. Take advantage of the lowest pricing of the year. It's free. Learn more at SpokaneBoatShow.com.
Imagine you can smell the rich aroma of McCafe espresso beans brewing. Now imagine you can taste the chocolate, the caramel, the hazelnut, or French vanilla flavors, and the perfect swirls of thick whipped topping. If you could, you'd head to McDonald's right now for a hot or iced latte, mocha, or macchiato fix. It's decadence in a coffee cup. A small is only $2. McCafe, good is brewing. Price and participation may vary.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And with buy one, get one for a dollar, you can grab everyone's favorites, like a McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and more. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about saving for retirement?
Yeah, but how do I start?
It's easy with Avo, a retirement coach. Let's learn the Avo bet. A is for taking action.
Not anxiety?
No, Kevin, you're going to be fine.
You sick?
Barely. V is for variety.
Huh, change up my strategy. Okay.
O is for optimize your savings.
Let Avo lead the way.
Visit aceyourretirement.org today. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final about 10 minutes here on Ricky's Top 10. Top 10 inspirational movie scenes. Eric Plummer, big movie buff, is our guest, and Ricky Witte, fake movie buff, is our host here. And I'm just kidding. I'm writing down Cool Runnings, I've seen that, sure. But some of these I'll have to look them up tonight. Anyway, we're down to our number 4, Eric.
All right. My number 4 is from the movie Finding Forrester. Mm. And it's so Sean Connery, he's kind of a, he wrote the great American novel and then became a, like an agoraphobic shut-in, and he befriends this young black kid, and they have this unusual relationship. But anyway, the scene where he goes in, and F. Murray Abraham is trying to get this kid kicked out of the school the whole time, and he thinks he's plagiarizing, but he's just an incredibly talented writer. And anyway, Sean Connery comes in and reads the kid's poetry, and they all think it's his. Mm. Anyway, it just... Wow. It's just an awesome scene. I mean, I love that movie, but that scene really, really hits me. And then he just riding down his streets of New York on his bike after that, and he kind of was awoken, and it's just a cool movie. So
that sounds awesome.
How about your 4?
Mine is from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, 1953. Marilyn Monroe is, gold digger, ditzy blonde, all those stereotypes. It's where her persona comes from, basically. She just sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, and her fiance comes back, and he had broken up with her, and then he comes back, and they fall in love again. But she has to convince his father, the actual rich one, to let her marry his son. And so he goes, I know you just want to marry my son for his money. And she goes, aren't you silly? I want to marry him for your money. But then her logic in this scene, because I watched this when I was a young teenager, she says, don't you know a man being rich is like a girl being pretty? You wouldn't marry a girl just because she's pretty, but my goodness, doesn't it help? And if you had a daughter, wouldn't you want her to have the best things? Why is it so wrong for me to want those things? And it's like all this, like, you know, she's supposed to be this dumb blonde ditzy, and she has all this logic, and the guy doesn't know how to argue with her. And I watched it as a kid going, yeah. And this whole movie in general, it just inspired. I love Marilyn Monroe. I was obsessed with it. And all of these scenes where she just like says these things that are so genius and dumb and amazing. And I just, it was one of my most inspiring scenes.
Is that the one where her skirt blows up under the...
No, that's 7 Year Itch. Right. Yeah. Nope. Sorry.
You know, I don't think Marilyn Monroe, the name Marilyn Monroe and the word genius has ever come in the same sentence before. I think that's
you,
a first.
Don't talk to me a lot.
No, that's actually a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's good work.
Number three.
Okay. My number three comes from the movie Shawshank Redemption, which you could pick any of about five
scenes. Forgot about
scenes.
That movie.
You know, there's the ending scene, the scene where he finds the rain right after he escapes. The scene where he plays the opera for the... But the one that I love the most is when they're up tarring the roof.
Yeah.
And he almost gets thrown off the roof, but then he, you know, says he'll do the guy's taxes and save him money.
Yeah.
All he wants is for some beer for his guys.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have a beer, but it just, and then Morgan Freeman just says, oh, we, you know, sitting around drinking suds, we felt like free men. And it just feels, it just, to me, that's my favorite scene of that movie. And it was hard to choose because there's so many uplifting scenes from
that's
that movie.
A good one.
I have to go back and watch that movie again. It's been a while.
Yeah, so good.
For sure. So my number three, we talked about in the break, it's just it's one of my crying movies. It's just, the whole thing is inspirational. From 1993, starring Sean Astin, it's Rudy. And this is, again, not the final scene, but the scene where all the teammates come in and lay their jerseys on the coach's desk. And every time, just like, ugh! Like, his whole life, his whole journey in this movie inspired all of his teammates to sacrifice their big senior winning game because they want Rudy to be a part of the team. And just living his life unapologetically and so sacrificially that all of his teammates are like, we're going to make the sacrifice for him now. And just every time it gets me, it's such a good movie.
Even though it's Notre Dame?
I don't care about that.
And even though that scene reportedly never happened.
But it's so good.
Are you saying she made that up?
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
The screenwriters made it up.
Made it up. Yeah, it's all for dramatic effect. But then at the end, too, when Jon Favreau, again, starts the chant, Rudy, Rudy. It's just like, I don't think I've ever actually seen the end of the movie because I'm crying so hard every time.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
I can see Rudy Giuliani's kids doing that every night when he comes home.
Oh, okay.
Rudy, Rudy.
Eric, what's
number
your
two,
number two?
Quickly.
Number two is from is the O Captain, My Captain scene. I know it's kind of a rote scene because I love Dead Poets Society. It's a really sad, heavy duty movie, but when those kids get up on the desk just to show what Robin Williams' character meant to them, that's a really just heavy, inspiring scene to me.
Yeah.
So.
And that's another one of those movies, too. All those kids from that movie became much more famous after. Like, it's one of those films where you go like, wow, how did the casting director know? Like, these guys were great. Sure. It's a great film. That's a good one. I like
it. And your two?
My number two is a tie. from 1939, The Wizard of Oz, just Judy Garland at the very beginning singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Like, as a young girl, you watch the scene and go like, yeah, you can do anything and be anywhere, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the skies are blue. Like, it's such an inspiring song. Even listening to it now, I just love this song still, and that scene is so beautiful. And then there's also from 1942, the movie Now Voyager, starring Betty Davis. And she's like a dowdy, sort of abused girl. Her mother never believes in her, thinks she's going to be anything. And then she takes this cruise and sees a therapist and gives herself a makeover and lifts herself up and becomes the woman she wants to be. And then she still has to go home and face all of her demons. So it's not just magically better. She doesn't fall in love to make it better. It's her own journey through her own mental illness that makes her this woman that she becomes. And I also found that really inspiring, finding your own self-worth. Yeah, it's a really good one. If you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend it. It's a very good classic film.
So yours goes to 11.
Yes, yeah. Technically, it was really hard narrowing this down.
I got it. I had to reference another movie there, though.
Yeah. Number one.
All right. So number one for me, I wouldn't be on this show without being the broken record, but I've got to go to Rocky yet again here. For me, it's not the ending where he yells for Adrian, even though that is just awesome, but it's the training scene with the soundtrack that Bill Conti did for $25,000 in a hot week, basically. And it just, I don't know. There's something about, you know, it's not running up the steps, but it just shows he went from a, you know, just a nobody kind of a loser to that training scene alone. He didn't even need to have the fight after that. It just, it was just, I don't know. That scene just gets me, doesn't make me cry or anything. It just makes me want to like train or do something special.
That's why back in that era, and you'll recall this, that it just about every before a high school basketball game, they played that song. It's like, yeah, how could that not get you all jacked up?
It's a great song. I think one of the most iconic movie soundtracks of all time. I've never seen Rocky, but I know all these things about. Like, it's
is it
one of those
too new
movies
for you?
Yeah. But I know all these things about the movie because it is so iconic. I know these scenes you're talking about because it just is so part of, you know, whatever the word is, but you know what I'm saying.
Have we heard of her number one? Let's find out.
Probably not. So number one is from 1967. It's called Valley of the Dolls. Mm-hmm. It's based on my favorite book of all time, and this was written and published as sort of like a trashy gossip rag, but it just was a New York Times number one bestseller for 27 weeks in a row. The movie stars Barbara Parkins and Sean Astin's mother, actually, who lived in Coeur d'Alene, Patty Duke. The first scene, the opening scene of the movie, and this is my favorite part of the book, too, because it's the very beginning of the book, the sort of montage and then this monologue about Anne Wells, a girl from small town New England, wants to move to the big city and not just marry the boy next door and like live her own life. And her parents don't understand. And she does it anyway and moves to New York and finds this life for herself. And then again, as a teenage girl reading this book and watching the movie in North Idaho, I was like, this is, I can do this. Like, this is something that's possible. And it, even though it has a very tragic end, I just sort of ignored that part and always focused on the fact that like, this is a thing that you can do. Like, you're allowed to do this in life and reinvent yourself and be this other person. And so I've just always found this to be the most inspiring scene of a movie to me. It's just like, look, Anne Wells can do it. I can do it. You know, it sort of opened up my world.
That's great.
Thank you.
Good job, you guys. I can't believe you went through another movie top 10 without mentioning Caddyshack. I mean, seriously, the scene with Chevy Chase and Bill Murray in Bill Murray's shack home that he lived at the golf course, you know, the big Bob Marley joint scene and the leaf blower and all that didn't inspire you?
It inspired me to get stoned.
And play golf. Not bad things to do.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm back in here tomorrow. Aaron Bernal is with us from Bonner General Health. Justin Dick talking about the heart ball. And we have a representative from Christ Our Redeemer Church. They're having a free drive-through food giveaway tomorrow. Eric Plummer, go see Eric at Sandpoint Cinemas and go see a movie.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back. We'll have him back next week for our Super Bowl special on another Ricky's Top 10. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty. And we'll see you later.